As the proposed Donlin gold mine moves through the permitting process, more tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are speaking out against it. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports from Bethel.
Six tribes have passed resolutions against the proposed mine in the past 2 months, and eight have spoken out against it in the last 2 years. Napakiak is one of the tribes. Tribal Administrator David Andrews says that the village council is worried about possible impacts to salmon.
They were concerned about salmon. That's our life. Salmon, our life.
Subsistence is a way of life for many families in the YK Delta, and Donlin would be one of the biggest gold mines in the world, built next to the Kuskokwim River. Many residents worry about the impact to subsistence resources. The YK Delta is also one of the poorest regions in the state, and Donlin Gold, the company developing the mine, promises jobs for locals. But some tribes think the risks to their food and health are too high to support the project. Minnie Andrew is the assistant tribal administrator for Kangiganak. The tribe passed its anti-Donlin resolution last week, and she says they discussed the potential jobs before the vote.
They were mostly talking about the cons. The pros, it would bring more jobs, but still the cons were more.
Several of the tribes passing anti-Donlin resolutions did so after the Urutuagakmut Native Council, or ONC, held their first public demonstration against the project in June. And most of the tribes with anti-Donlin resolutions so far live about 100 river miles downriver from the proposed mine site. Only one tribe on the Yukon River took a stance against it. So far, it's unclear if any tribes directly next to the mine have passed any resolutions about Donlin. Several of the tribes with anti-Donlin resolutions also signed on to a letter sent to Governor Bill Walker protesting the mine. However, Governor Bill Walker supports the project. Donlin Gold spokesman Kurt Parkin says the company plans to develop the mine safely and responsibly.
We welcome people's opinions. We know that there's a variety of opinions in the communities. We get a lot of people who are asking us when the jobs are going to start. We also understand that there are people who have concerns that they don't think can be adequately addressed. So this is to be expected.
Meanwhile, Earth Justice, a national environmental group, sent a letter on behalf of four of the tribes asking a state agency to deny a crucial permit for Donlin. The project needs more than 100 permits before it can start mining and expects to get the major ones out of the way this year. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.